Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we'll go around the room here. Hope you guys are good, by the way. All right, first, him and Abby risked it all for the show when they jumped out of a perfectly good airplane just a few weeks ago. Here he is, producer Eddie. What up, Eddie? Woo!
Guys, before I went to bed the other night, I was like, let me just watch a show on TV. And I go to Max, and there's a show called High Speed Chase. And it's almost like a regular TV show where they just have live, like, cop cams, and they show high-speed chases. And the one I saw was this 18-wheeler that wouldn't stop.
So it's a real, it's not a documentary, obviously,
no, it's
but it's real
life.
Footage.
Real life. And they take you through the process of the first 911 call all the way to if they ever stop the vehicle.
Dang, that sounds good.
Dude, it's really good. And I watched the whole thing. It was like an hour long. And then I fell asleep. Dude, I had nightmares. I thought I was in the 18-wheeler. It was crazy.
Oh, like, you were running from the cops, not chasing.
No.
You were the bad guy in your dream.
No, it was a hostage situation. I was the hostage.
The first episode is called 18-Wheeler Terror. A man takes control of an 18-wheeler semi-truck and leads police on a deadly game of cat and mouse while holding his wife at knife point.
Oh, my.
And it's crazy because he is like ups and downs, right? He's like mad. And then he's like, look, man, I don't want to hurt anyone. He's like, I will kill all you.
How do we know what he's saying and thinking?
They have all the 911 calls.
He calls and talks to them while he's driving.
He's talking to
the
operator.
Oh, or
the whole time. And then they send a SWAT guy to yell at him like, hey, pull the truck over. He's like, whoever's yelling at me, tell them to stop yelling at me. They're pissing me off.
Oh, my.
I'm like, this is crazy.
How have I never heard of this show?
It's kind
of
cool.
It's so good, but don't watch it before you go to bed.
It's on Max.
Yeah.
And the whole show is called
High Speed Chase.
Is there somebody narrating it?
No. It's literally just edited as it's happening.
Dang. Okay. Little note there.
So damn, I got nightmares, though, so don't watch that.
He still plays in an adult soccer league during the week, and he tends to make our listeners angry when he speaks. Here is Lunchbox.
Well, guys, it's that time of year again where all these teachers are hitting you up for clear the list, clear the list. It's super annoying. So I am back, and I am ready to clear the list.
You're going to clear somebody's list?
No, I want people to clear my grocery list.
No, we can't have people clear your grocery list every year.
Yeah, I mean, if teachers can do it once a year, then I can do it once a year.
Teachers are actually getting things for the kids.
The kids, yeah.
You don't think these groceries are for my kids?
Great point.
Yeah, great point. Thank you. So, I need two.
No, we can't. No.
2 gallons
Scuba,
whole milk.
Scuba Steve, what are we going to do here?
Just turn his mic off and go to the next person, Amy. Because I feel like this is awful. Teachers really are having a hard time with getting supplies and affording their stuff because of the budgets and the way that we live. And you doing this, I know it's funny, but it's actually not right.
No. Understand? I get teachers hitting me up for beanbag chairs. I mean, that's really tough.
That's for the classrooms.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
But the schools have the funding that we had when we were growing up.
What about
the
cottage cheese? Did you have beanbag chairs in your classroom?
Yes, when we were for reading time, yeah.
What?
Yeah, storybook
time.
And at one point, the school they paid for it. They don't pay for that stuff anymore.
I never had beanbag chairs in my school.
That sucks for you.
Exactly. So get over it. You don't get beanbag chairs. Sorry.
Why are you angry at the teachers? Our only point is, at any time, any of us could post our grocery list.
I need Cascade dishwasher pods.
No, we're not doing We're not doing clear the grocery list.
Those pods are cool, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
We could play a game or something, and if you win the game, you can then do.
I need Bombas socks.
Yeah, how do you get Bombas at the grocery
store? That's not groceries.
That's not groceries.
That's a mixy mat.
It's not a mixy mat. That's not groceries.
I mean,
okay, no more lists.
Okay, chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, those are good though.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly.
But not dark chocolate covered almonds.
Oh, no, dark chocolate's
milk
gross.
Milk chocolate, yes.
Yes.
I'd like some of those too. Get double. Like
gallons of orange juice, heavy pulp.
Ew.
You like heavy pulp?
Yeah, heavy pulp.
I don't mind pulp. I hate
fresh
pulp
squeeze
and coconut water, but I don't heavy pulp. Like you're asking for the other pulp from the other oranges than yours. Seems weird. But okay. You can't post it yet, but I will give you an opportunity to post it.
Okay, two packs of baby carrots.
Can't do too much. All right,
hummus. pepper hummus usually.
Thank you. This next person once said she'd get a tattoo of my face when we made a bet a few years ago, but she said, no, I was tricked. Just going to be a no. Here she is, Amy.
So I don't have to do my laundry at Ben's house anymore.
Your reverse husband.
Because for the past month and a half, he took the washer and dryer. It's just the way we divided everything up. And
he took both of them or one of them?
Oh, that would be savage.
If he just took like the washer.
And I hate saying it like he took. We made a decision to divide things.
So
in a
when
way.
He divided, he
we
took.
We divided.
Like he, but those left your house, their old home, mm-hmm. went to the new home.
And did you sit there and watch it leave?
Did you play sad music? Did you listen to sad music? Everybody hurts.
No, because I had a front loader for all these years, and so I was kind of glad. I was like, yeah, you take that, because I wanted to go back to a top loader.
But you had to spend money that you hadn't spent yet.
But I was going to have to spend money anyway. I mean,
no, not if you would have taken the washer and dryer.
The way you divide assets, though, everything has a monetary value, and it's assigned. So if I had kept the washer and dryer, he would have kept something else that would have been, you know, and it has to be an even trade. So it didn't matter. The money was being divided or spent no matter what.
I feel like if you walked, and I haven't been in Amy's house since all the stuff left.
Yeah.
I feel like half the rooms are empty and half are just full of all the stuff normally. Like, it's just weird. Like,
yeah.
Or, like, there's a tape line down the middle and that's, like, completely empty.
Yeah, or, like, my God.
What was the weirdest thing that had to leave the house? That you didn't expect?
I'd have to think. Like, I expected it all because we did it. It was a process.
Microwave?
We worked together. We
You took the microwave?
No, my microwave is built into the...
Oh, thank goodness. Can't
forks.
Take that. No.
Yo, you said he took forks.
No,
spoons.
I said
that's what it was.
My children lose spoons, and listeners thought that I lost half my silverware.
Oh, who got the blender?
I have the Vitamix.
Furniture.
He has.
You got the couch. You got a good couch.
He has the living
room
couch.
Dang it! That's a good couch. My favorite place to sit at Amy's house.
Yeah, no, I have no nothing. No, and I had a guest come.
You have any furniture in the living room?
Yes. No.
You have an empty living room?
No.
You're in college again?
Yes, that's what it's like. So I had friends this last weekend come. She has got two kids, and they come in. I don't even have a rug. I have a rug pad. It goes under the rug. Listen.
Everybody hurts.
I'm trying to, like, not rush out. Whatever I get, I want to make good decisions. And my sister's trying to help me, and she's busy. And, like, I just want to pick out things that I can keep for a long time.
And then how do you watch TV in the living room? Lawn chairs?
Is there a TV in there?
Well.
Great question, Eddie. I don't know why I'm thinking there's a TV already. Amy, is there a TV in the living room?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's,
But he turned the cable
it's a black
box.
And white when she had to pull out of the closet.
You know, my kitchen goes into my living room. Like, you can see the TV, so we watch it from the kitchen, but not at the bar stools because those are gone.
No!
And then there's also, no kitchen table. But you can sit on the counter.
That's the couch now, the counter.
And like,
I forgot what yours was even about. I'm sorry. I just got so sidetracked with thinking about
it. Are you getting the top loader? Is that it?
So the thing is, this is my thing. I had never bought an adult appliance on my own. Like, without, I don't know, just having a partner, it's good to, like, bounce things out. Should we get the warranty? Like, what should we do? Or is this the good one? Or what are the reviews? Or I would always be able to call my dad. Well, now I haven't done any of that. So I was proud of myself. I went to Home Depot, made the decision myself. The nice old man working there helped me get the best deal, he said. And it's awesome. I've used it like 3 times already, and it's so cool.
Good for you. You have a new friend.
Yeah.
The guy from Home Depot?
Well, the appliance.
The washer.
Okay. And the dryer.
Ray, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's very polite, and don't question him because he's usually right. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to say this. I was given a hard time. Scuba Steve's trying to go on dates with all of us because his wife is out of town, and... Is she back this week, Scuba, or no?
Next week.
Okay, so all this time, he's like, I have all this free time. I want to hang out and get to know you guys better, which really, he just has a bunch of free time. He's lonely. And we're like, fine, sure. But he's like, let's hang out. And then we're all like, but we have to like clear our schedules to do it too. And it's been great. I took him to the Grand Ole Opry. I said, you ever been to the Opry? He said, no. I said, well, come with me. Let's go. We went. Yeah, there was a lot. It was a group date. There were a lot of people with me. My wife, one of my friends, you know, and it just like, so people are like, you didn't spend enough time with Scuba Steve. Well, we went on a second date.
Whoa.
We did a second date?
What?
There was a second date?
Yeah, the mirror.
That was a date?
Well, so I need help moving the mirror and Scuba has a truck.
That's not a date.
Well, so, well, you used him. Hold on.
Dang, he got a call back, dude.
Yeah, second date. I met him up here and he was nice enough that we got this heavy mirror, drove it to my house, unloaded it. But then we sat back in the studio for half an hour and just talked and caught up on life.
I don't know.
Yeah. Scuba, did it feel like a date?
It just felt like we were just kind of like hanging out. Well, it felt like I was doing him a favor.
But after the favor?
After the favor, they were just kind of like hey, how's it going?
Like pillow talk.
It was a great conversation. I don't want to pull away from that. It was a great conversation.
Half an hour, date number two, a success.
But I don't know if it was a date, though.
I feel like that was a duty call.
Oh, that's funny, Amy. Like a booty call, but duty call?
Yeah.
That's pretty clever, Amy. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know.
That was good.
A late night duty call?
I was like, at noon, I was like, you up?
When it started with you with no shirt on FaceTime.
So I did. I was like, hey, man, can you help me move a mirror? But we did spend half an hour just talking. I timed it.
Okay. All right.
You timed it.
I did time it. I was like, I'm going to count this as a second date. All right, we are ready to go. Thank you all for being here. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My barber of 6 years was on vacation. I went to the guy in the chair beside him. My hair has never looked better. And now I know I got to go back to my old hair because I don't have the courage to get a great haircut in the chair next to my original barber. Any advice on how I can break up with my old barber and go to the new guy who gave me the best haircut of my life? Signed, the Trim Reaper.
That's funny.
Signed, Hairway to Heaven.
You did double sign?
He did double, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole hairstylist, barber, that is hard to just move on from anyway unless you just give them the full ghost. And that's a bit weird if you've been going to the same person for years and years and years, right? It's even really hard if you're in the same... It's like you're dating your girlfriend's sister now.
And you're going to have to see them
and
every time you
see
go.
Them. Yeah. Yes.
You have to schedule maybe when they're not working. But here's what I would think you could do is next time you go to your person, be like, hey, last time I had to go to, you know, Billy right here and he did this to my hair. Do you think we could try that out?
That's tough. That's like, honey, Billy. She used to do it like this.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't good.
Cannot do that.
Try that.
What I would say is this guy gave you one haircut. Right. A little bit, you may be romanticizing how good his haircut is every time.
This is good.
It literally could have been slightly different, and it just could have been a good. That doesn't mean every time he gives you this haircut, it's going to be this dramatically. It's new. It's different. So that makes you feel like it's better. But I'm going to tell you, you go a few times, I would bet money you're like, you know what? I kind of miss my old guy and how I used to get that haircut.
Okay. I get it.
That is so weird how similar this is to a real relationship. Mm-hmm.
So my advice is don't change. Go to your old guy. Hey, you had a little fun.
Right.
You had a little fun with the new guy.
Don't fall for the grass is always greener.
It's like a new shirt.
It felt good. You had a little fun.
Hey, that's a one-time deal.
Nobody has to know.
That's right.
So just go to the old guy. If for some reason he leaves or dies, you know where you can go. But right now, you just stay with the old. That's Trim Reaper. Stay with the old guy. You have a long history.
But he did. They did like the haircut. So what do they do about that?
But did he just like that somebody new is doing the haircut?
Right, like the new, like when you get a new shirt, it's like, oh yes. And then once
you're thinking about a shirt as the analogy,
yeah. But then the shine wears off. You know what I mean? Like when you step out on the relationship and you like that.
I
mistress.
Think if it's just somebody new.
He said it.
Well, the mistress, it loses its luster.
I was saying all that without saying that, though.
Like, he just said it.
I know.
The Amy's going full shirt.
I'm trying.
Stay with the original. He's been there for you. It's always going
to
be consistent. Don't be so in love with this one new haircut that you got one time. That's it. That new haircut guy didn't care anything about you.
That's true.
Probably can't even get you in last minute.
Your hair person cares about you.
That's right. They've proven it.
And they've been there for a while.
Hairway to Heaven. Go to your old guy.
Unless, like, secretly, the hair guy they've been with for a long time is kind of like, man, this client, ugh, I wish they would go to my, you know? You could start being really annoying. Make them break up with you.
Oh, Amy.
Hey, what are you saying about you?
Uh-huh. What?
Hey, we just learned a little bit, didn't we? All right. That's it. Close up the mailbag.
Oh,
we got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A voicemail from Alyssa in Hawaii.
Morning, studio. I was calling to see if you guys could wish my son, Cole, a happy 13th birthday, and if you could sing the Tuesday song. We moved to Hawaii, and we are sad to know that you guys are not on here, but listen to the podcast every day, and it would be great if you could give him a shout-out. Again, my son's name is Cole. That would be great.
Happy 13th birthday, Cole. This song's for you. It's for everybody who experiences a Tuesday, which is everybody right now. Because there are songs about Saturdays, there are songs about Sundays, there are songs about Friday, songs about the weekend, songs about... There's no song about Tuesday, so this is why I wrote the song. Everybody out there celebrating Tuesday, here we go. The best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crime, super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning, every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday, housewife's going booze-day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Oh, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all, but I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call, my after-work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne. Pebbles and bam, bam, I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I'm singing Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday, housewife's gone booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. Happy birthday, buddies. And everybody out there living this Tuesday life. Live it.
Aloha.
Live it large.
Oh, yeah. Aloha.
Hawaii. We are on out there, though.
We are?
Yeah, on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yeah.
Just go to the Our Country Channel. Same way you do anything.
That's cool, man. We're in Hawaii right now.
Well,
I mean, we're not, but we are. You know what I mean?
We're really anywhere.
Worldwide.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, we're in Japan right now, dude.
On the iHeartRadio app.
But Hawaii sounds awesome right now.
But we're any. Okay. All right, thank you. Happy birthday.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
6 years ago, Andrew and Jocelyn Jung of Raleigh, North Carolina, their siblings, brother and sister, they started a charity called Donate Sport. And it was just kind of like, hey, let's collect some sports equipment, jerseys, sweats, whatever, for kids that really can't afford to play sports. And they said it started back when their great grandmother was an orphan, and they would hear stories that their families would tell of like, yeah, she was an orphan. They didn't really have much or whatever. So they grew up thinking they're going to start something really cool like this. So they've been collecting all this stuff. And to date, they have donated more than $2 million of sports equipment to kids. $2 million of sports equipment all over the country.
Wow.
And they want to go global. So they're working even with a kid in Kenya who plays basketball, and they're trying to ship him some stuff so he can play too. It's just kind of something they want to do to maybe change the world.
That's awesome.
Try to ship him. You just put it in the mail, right?
Yeah. But they donate certain equipment that maybe he can't afford over there. And
Just to put in the mail to him though, right?
Yeah. To ship it to him.
Yeah. It's Kenya. It's not that hard, right?
No, it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how that works.
I don't know if I can get there overnight.
No way you can get there overnight.
I agree. I probably can't get there overnight to Kenya.
Can you get to Kenya overnight?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been to Kenya.
26 hours, maybe?
No, it's not that far.
It's
not that far.
What?
No.
Layovers?
Yeah, you go, like when I went, we
layovers.
Stopped.
Layovers.
Yes, let me walk through. We flew out of
layovers.
I actually flew out of Raleigh, went to.
Stop it.
Yes.
Did you take sports equipment with you?
Yeah, we took lots of stuff. I was in Kenya for 2 weeks.
Wow.
We took a lot of things, but New York, and then maybe we stopped in London, and then, actually, nope. It was Ethiopia, and we hopped on Ethiopian Air at that point. A little nervous. We got there just fine.
Yeah, on Delta, you can get there in 20 hours and 44 minutes.
So you can.
But what about a layover?
There's two stops, Atlanta and CDG, or DTW and AMS.
What are those?
Sounds like diseases, man. I don't know. Anyway, it's a great story, Eddie.
Yeah.
Why were you in Kenya?
Oh, I
Mission
went.
Trip?
Yes. Mm-hmm, that was when, and I went in the summer, and normally we don't take 2 weeks off in a row. But you were nice and you were like, yeah, if you want to go to Kenya, let's go do it. So I went, and then that's what then led me to want to go to Haiti, which then led to adopting from Haiti. It was a whole domino effect.
Mm. Hey, that's awesome. There you go. That's two. Tell me something
two
good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. My dentist, Dr. Jeff Tremblay, is on with us now. I just went to my dentist. I've had to go a few times over the past 6-7 months because I'm breaking teeth. And it's not even that I grind, it's that I clench, even when I'm awake. And so I have to call him and be like, yo, bro, broke another tooth. And so it's constant. Hey,
you call your dentist bro?
No, I don't. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm trying to be cool. Like, yo, broke a tooth. Hey, first of all, Dr. Tremblay, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, in this capacity. Not always a pleasure when I have to get the tooth taken out, but I will say, like, he has the bedside manner of, like, a very gentle Dr. Quinn medicine woman. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, if you were to imagine that. So I clench and I've broken, I think, in the past year or cracked three different teeth over maybe the last 18 months. And so Dr. Tremblay said, hey, you ever thought about Botox in your jaws where the muscles are and even up in, you know, everybody push your teeth together like you're flexing that muscle, but you feel the muscle on your head, like above your temples.
Oh, yeah.
And I had it like done, but very, very light. And I was scared to do it. And I said, you know what? If you think it's worth it, let's do it. So as I'm getting a tooth, he does it, right? Sticks the Botox. He texted me the other day, was like, how's it feeling? I'm like, it's great. It has absolutely helped with me clenching. It's unbelievable.
And you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Younger.
The muscle. Younger. Well, it's only the muscles and my jaws. So, Dr. Tremblay, can you tell me what you actually did to me and how other people could do this if they're struggling with what I just struggle with?
Sure. Yeah. So nowadays we tend to be harder on our teeth. A lot of people are clenching. I think it's our lifestyle. It's a lot of things. It's stress. But you can program your muscles to clench and respond to stress. And in doing so, you make them bigger, you make them stronger, you get them used to doing that. Now, what the Botox does is it's a great treatment because when we inject the Botox in your masseters and your temporalis muscles, the main muscles that close the jaw, what it does over the next 3 or 4 days is it binds to that muscle and prevents the signal from your brain to tell it to clench. Now, these are big, strong muscles, so you can still chew and eat and function normally, but it takes the frequency, the duration, the intensity of that clenching way down and often prevents you from doing it for about a 3-month period. And that's just the initial treatment, but there are also other benefits such as, if you were to interrupt any habit for 3 months, the hope is that you don't continue the habit after the Botox is worn off. And so that's my hope with you, Bobby.
Well, my mind goes, Botox? All the guys are going to make fun of me because I got – but then it's – you're literally putting it into the – and it's – when he texted me, he goes, hey, how's it going? I thought, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. But then I thought, why I haven't thought about it? Because I haven't been clenching my teeth so bad that my wife sometimes tells me, hey, you're clenching your teeth so bad right now you don't even realize it because it's happening in the daytime a lot. And so I got Botox in my jaws, up there in those, and I went ahead and did it on my whole face just because I was like, I wanted it to be even.
Just in case.
So I did like forehead, neck, and did the whole, no. But he did that at the dentist. Is that common for dentists to be able to do this, Dr. Tremblay?
Well, we could take extra certification courses to be able to administer it. I've been doing Botox since 2013. So I've been doing it for about 10 years. And it's just got so many benefits. We think of Botox only for facial aesthetics, but the fact that we can kind of pause the contraction of muscles all over the body is really beneficial in many ways. And in your case, to minimize and decrease the amount of clenching we do. And I think it's really exciting to hear that you didn't even notice it because That's what we want. We don't want it to be such an intervention where you feel like something's different. We just want you to notice that, wow, I'm not clenching.
And I'm noticing now that I'm not noticing that I'm clenching. Look at that.
Nice.
So perfect. Dr. Tremblay is on with us. Smile on Nashville is where he works. I love the place. I haven't broken a tooth in 4 days. So it's a new record. New record for me, yes. So just some general questions. First of all, let's say, for example, Amy's been canceling her cleaning for over a year with you. How would you react to that?
I would always keep open arms and encourage her to come see me whenever she can.
Yes.
I might call her boss and tell her to get some time off. Stop driving her so hard.
Hey. I know. Oh. It's not on purpose, but I have had to cancel multiple cleanings and I'm like, shoot, it has been way too long, so I definitely will get in there to see you.
What would you say to someone, Dr. Tremblay, because this happened to me 15 years ago, where I didn't go to the dentist my whole life, but then I started to go because my insurance covered it, but I was so embarrassed of my mouth and my teeth that I was like, I never even want to go the first time because I'm so embarrassed about what the dentist is going to think about me. And I think there's a lot of people that have like a dental anxiety or a big shame. What would you say to people that are struggling with this right now?
As a dentist, as someone on the other side, I don't ever think of it as, I'm always glad when people do take that leap of faith to come in and address their health because there'll never be a better time than now to address the problems. The sooner we get to them, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of treatment. And, I don't ever, as a dentist, I don't ever have thoughts as, oh, I can't believe this person hadn't been in 7 years. So many things could be treated if caught early and much less painful, much less intervention. So if you're thinking you need to get in, I would encourage everybody who's listening to just go make the appointment with your dentist and go see what's what's going on?
Yeah, you're saying you're more proud that they come in than feeling like, I can't believe you haven't been here in a long time. You're more just happy for them that they finally came in.
Yeah, exactly.
When I tore my rectum, my butt, and I tore it on I had a little nick in my BH. I'm letting him know what happened to me, and I had to go to the doctor, and I was so embarrassed because I thought, oh, she's gonna see my butt, my hole, and I was so embarrassed. But then I thought to myself, I'm sure that she has seen the doctor has seen so many holes, and holes that were way worse than mine. I gotta tell you, mine's pretty good, and so. I would imagine, too, as a dentist, you've seen it all, right, Dr. Tremblay, that you're not even affected by some stuff.
I could say I've seen just about everything. And a lot of it came when we were in school doing a lot of public health, seeing prisoners, seeing, you know, anybody who would come to the school. And so as any dentist has been loaded up on the front with a lot of the shocking, unusual things. So by the time we're in private practice, there's not a lot that's going to shock us.
I got a few questions here. These are general questions that our listeners want to know. Number one, how much toothpaste should we be using on our toothbrush?
About a pea to pea and a half size, a normal size pea, a little bit more. You don't need a whole lot of toothpaste. Just don't swallow it.
A green pea.
Green pea.
Yeah. What do you think I meant, Amy?
Well, Bobby, you go pee.
Vegetable pee.
I didn't do that.
But
yeah,
also,
yeah.
It is a small amount because I think when we see commercials of toothpaste, they do the whole thing because they want you to do the whole thing.
I would run down the whole stick. That's what I would do. I do the toothpaste on the whole stick
all
the way.
So you run out faster.
Do you want us flossing before
like
we come?
Like Herman.
Yes, all the way down. Do you want us flossing before we come to you?
Doesn't matter.
Do you want us chewing gum and fixing our breath before we come to you?
Again, doesn't matter.
Why?
Wow. That doesn't matter.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, most of the time when I see patients, it's after the cleaning, and because of the masks and glasses and all the stuff we have, I don't really typically smell my patients.
Good to know, because I go to the beauty salon before I go there, the mouth salon, to get it all done. How about this? Drinking with a straw, good or bad, and why?
Well, one of the reasons that has been circulated is, you know, when you drink with a straw, you feel like it's not hitting your front teeth, which it may help a little bit with some coffee staining. I don't know a lot of people who drink their red wine with a straw, but in terms of the acidity that, you know, because really the bad thing for teeth is acidic environment. So anything that's colorful and tastes good is acidic. And just drinking it, even with the straw, is going to increase the acidity. So I would say it may help a little bit, but it's not something where everybody needs to keep straws with them for their general health.
And then finally, those floss picks, I like to ask this every time, do they count as flossing?
They do. Here's the one reason why dentists don't like them as much as the traditional floss is, on occasion, let's say you have a crown on one tooth or a filling on another, and you put that the dental pick floss that's attached. If you catch an overhang and can't get it out, aside from cutting it with the scissors, there's no way to get it out. Whereas with the traditional floss, you could pull it through if there's an overhang or a catch. But generally, I think it's fine. The floss picks are fine.
Oh, man. Okay.
Better than not flossing.
Because one of your dental hygienists.
Don't throw anybody under the bus.
Dr. Jeff. Wouldn't throw anybody under the bus, but she was telling me that I need the traditional floss to get bendy so you get up into the right and the left side of each gum because it's for, a lot of people think flossing is simply just to get like the food out, but it's for your gums too, right? Because gum disease.
Right. Yeah, it's a mechanical you know, dentistry is what you're doing with the floss is you're mechanically removing buildup and food particles and whatnot, which is why I say if you're going to use a floss pick, it's accomplishing that. It may not be quite as good as the traditional floss if it's done properly, but, you know, not everything's ideal. I would encourage people, if you like the floss picks, use them. If you can use them daily, then keep it up.
Okay.
There he is. Amy, you need to go in. Your appointment.
No more canceling.
No more canceling.
I know.
There is Dr. Jeff.
We love you no matter what.
Okay, thank you.
but less if you don't go in.
Yeah.
Dr. Jeff Tremblay, smileonnashville.com, my dentist, and I want him to come on and talk about the Botox thing because it's helped me so much. I want our listeners to know about it too. Dr. Tremblay, thank you so much, and I'm sure I'll break a tooth soon, and we'll see you then.
All right, Bobby. Thanks a lot. See you guys.
All right, bye, Dr. Tremblay. Here's a kid giving us a little morning corny.
A morning corny for Amy. What do you call a koala that can't play with the others? Disqualified.
Disqualified. All right, here we go. Here's the next one.
Hi, longtime listener. Love your show. Was listening to the bit about having a cruise, and you guys could definitely fill up a cruise with tons of activities. Even just the games that you play on the radio, people would love to be in a room and participate in those games. And we live in California. We'd fly to Florida to go on a cruise. So you guys should definitely do it. There's tons of things that could be done. I say do it.
Thank you. The very quick version of this, in the post show, which is a podcast we do that's not a part of this podcast on the same feed, though, search for the Bobby Bone Show. I said for years, people have been trying to get me to do a cruise. And I said, I don't want to do a cruise because I don't want to have people spend a whole bunch of money. I don't think people will come. I just felt guilty about it. Well, as soon as I said cruise, the whole show was like, people say go on a cruise. I got jumped, basically, during the show.
Because it sounds awesome.
Yeah. So then we start talking about what would the activities be, brainstorming. And they were really dumb activities.
Good stuff.
No.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
We can play the clip of that back on the show if we want to.
Okay.
But it was and I promised you guys I would have a conversation because what happened was my agent happened to be here in the studio that day.
He loved it too.
Yeah.
He called me.
He sure did.
A couple days ago, and he was like, I think there's something with this cruise.
Yeah. Yep.
Come on.
We're cruising the seas.
Let's go.
So.
Ahoy, mate.
We're not pirates. We're just more to come, but I appreciate that. And when I was doing my show this past weekend, I did a meet and greet with a lot of people, and I was talking to them, and they were like, hey, what are you doing the cruise? And I was like, oh no, this thing is snowballed and it's so much bigger than I.
This is good though. It's just gonna roll out.
Oh yeah.
It isn't. This was not a setup, I promise you. I still really don't want to do it.
Man, we might have to do like 10 cruises.
I know.
No.
We might.
Can you imagine? We do it. Okay, anyway, that's it. Thank you. Coming up next, the 11th or 12th of next month in Wichita, two shows, comedically inspirational. Get tickets now while there's still some left. Friday and Saturday night in August. Go to BobbyBones.com to get your tickets. I'm coming to town, Wichita, or if you're near Wichita, come on up.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I got the do's and don'ts of playing in an office lottery pool.
Do. Have fun. No, it's entertainment. Don't. Let Lunchbox buy your tickets.
Yeah, that's rude.
Well, listen, we've been investing a lot of money in the lottery lately, so I thought it'd be good that we go over this and see if our leaders are taking care of us. And that's the first do. Designate a leader. You have to choose someone that's organized, you can trust, they can handle it all, and they take charge.
Lunchbox has three of those. Or no, one of those four.
What?
Three of those he does. He takes charge.
Okay, there's
the other three were what?
Organized. Highly organized. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
You can trust them.
Not really.
Yeah. The next do. Give everyone copies or photos of the tickets.
We never even knew he bought the tickets. We just trust him. Didn't win anything. Zero. Wait, but we didn't even get like, nope. Then Scuba would do it. We would never win the big bucks, but he'd be like, you know, this time we came out with $17.
And he would send pictures.
He would.
Yep. Yeah.
Good for him.
We didn't. You're on the, it's on our text. But he doesn't
you guys have that group chat where you talk bad about me that I'm not on?
We didn't ever talk about you.
Yeah.
All right.
And then another do, email the list of players you play with every time, or a text thread could work, whatever. So they're in the know. As for the don'ts, don't use cash to pay the leader, because here's the thing. Then there's no documentation that you actually paid.
That's why we Venmo Scuba and Lunchbox takes our cash.
Dang it.
So that way it's like, hey, yes, we have proof that Bobby paid, instead of, I don't know if Bobby gave me cash. Yeah. Another don't is don't make verbal promises like, is going to pay you, so you have to, I'm part of the winnings.
Or, because somebody on the show does this too, Amy, will you just pay for me and then I'll pay you back and then they don't get paid and then if we win, for sure lawsuit. For sure lawsuit.
Yeah, I paid for Abby. I think she paid me back.
Oh, she never paid you back.
Exactly.
Shock lawsuit.
All right, what else?
A woman is suing a Thai restaurant in California claiming that their Dragon Balls were so spicy that she suffered.
I hate when my Dragon Balls are too spicy.
She suffered permanent chemical burns in her throat.
Dang.
It's unclear how much she's seeking in damages, but all
how
I think
Dragon
about...
Dragon Balls is she putting in her throat, though? Because one Dragon Ball... It ain't gonna burn you. That's a lot. That's a lot of putting a lot of Dragon Balls in your throat.
Yeah, it burned her vocal cords, her esophagus, inside of her right nostril.
And what holes was she putting those Dragon Balls in?
This only makes me think of the time that y'all made me take the hottest shot in the world.
We didn't make you.
World.
You lost the game. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
It was the rules.
You agreed to play the game. Don't do potato potato. She's doing potato potato with her hands right now.
Well, I mean, either way, yeah. I was still had, because of this job, I had to take the hottest shot in the world, and I almost died. And I didn't have permanent damage, thankfully, but I know how her nostril got burned. You start freaking out and things just start coming up and then it comes out of your nose. Ooh. And then it burns.
That makes sense, because sometimes hot and sour soup, if I burp it, it goes through my nose. Yeah. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to just spit it out and get rid of it. That shot got all over my face. And
I thought I was going to die. It was the one time in the last 5 years where I was like, yeah, we're done. About once every 5 years, I think we're getting fired.
Yeah.
You know, fine $1 million, Lunchbox goes to jail, Amy eats a Dragon Ball, you know, whatever. But yeah.
Well, my face did feel like I had gotten a chemical peel. That's how it was like burning the outside of my skin. Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of skin, my final story is just, I honestly had no idea that sunscreen expired. Obviously, you see it on the bottle, but I was like, who cares? It's probably still good. But no, toss it out. It even says here, when in doubt, toss it out. If you can't read or find the expiration date.
The sunscreen company.
Buy more.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when in doubt, toss it out and buy some more. Brought to you by Banana Boat.
Okay. Well, it will leave you with reduced protection. So you think you might be getting SPF 50 and you're getting like 10.
Well, if it's all you have, though, I still say go with the old.
Yeah. And then final thing on that is sun support can be found in food, too. The antioxidants that are in dark cherries and colorful veggies can provide extra support from within.
Rub vegetables on
us? Okay.
No, cherries? When you eat them, they have antioxidants.
Sexy.
That protect your skin.
Okay.
But, I mean, you need to do that along with SPF.
Don't trust it.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
In Powell, Ohio, they were doing a fundraiser where you could buy a rubber ducky for $4. And they were going to race down the river in the Zoom Duck Derby. All to raise money for kids with disabilities. And they raised $20,000. And they set the duckies off. And the winner got $1,500.
Really?
That's such a cool game.
It is, because nobody has an advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just buying a ducky. And you can also gamble.
I mean, that's
you know,
so much
fun. We're so degenerate. We'd all be there betting on, aside from putting our ducks in, we'd be betting on all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
So there was 5,000 ducks in the river at the same time going quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, that's fun.
And one gets caught up in the weeds. And you're like, no. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, one starts sinking.
Oh, yeah.
What does that remind me of? I guess like the derby car races.
Yeah. Boy Scouts.
Where the kids would build them.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What other kind of races where you're like, oh no, they get stuck? Those little cars on the controller, the track.
Yeah.
They fly off the track sometimes.
The Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah, ish.
Any of those things. Yeah. Man, that's so deal. Fun.
How much money did they make for that?
They made $20,000.
Nice.
Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603. 4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What happens when you go look for nada?
What happens when you go look for nada?
You don't find anything.
What? What?
Nada means nothing.
Yeah.
No, we. That is but, in the running. That's Mount Rushmore worst ones ever.
Like, wait, where's what? The joke?
Like where she it... wrote it? It felt like, and we know you didn't, but. If,
well, I mean,
if we had a cricket in this room that was living here, it would start rubbing its feet together right now.
Wait, huh? I thought it'd be good for like, you know, a little.
It's hard. Like,
it was good for nada.
We've used a lot of
now that's funny, Lunch.
See, good for nada. That's
do a, you have another one?
It's not terrible.
That's pretty bad.
It's maybe the worst. It's Mount Rushmore bad. Can we add this to the Mount Rushmore mic of Amy's worst ever jokes?
I thought we were getting like bilingual.
Okay. You think you were Dora the Explorer here? What? Teaching?
Yeah.
Ray, would you hit it again? Let's see what else you can do for us.
The morning corny.
Why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat?
Why?
Because if they fell forwards, they'd still be in the boat.
Sure, because the other one was so bad, we're just going to go with it. Hey. We'll give it to Fonz. Hey.
Okay.
That was the morning corny.
Hey. Okay, so this whole show goes up on the podcast as soon as it's over. Go search for the Bobby Bones Show. I also have a podcast called The Bobby Cast where I sit with an artist for an hour and really get to know them. And Lilia Rose is on this week. Here's a clip of our song that blew up on TikTok called Villain. You can make so she's an artist, and like a lot of these artists, you know, she had to have other jobs just to make it. And she was talking about working at the mall when she was trying to get a publishing deal.
Yeah, so I worked at Under Armour and American Eagle at Opry Mills, working at Starbucks in the mall and trying to get it. But I always tell people, I'm like, this podcast just taught me of like, Dan Smyers had to steal food at a hotel lobby with Andy Albert. And like, everyone's journey is different. And I'm not going to get a deal at 24, might be 25, might be 35.
She's so positive. She was so cool. She talked about how she turned getting rejected from a record deal to something positive. And so she just started posting stuff on TikTok.
I was like, you want to know what? This is not a red light. This is a yellow light. I've just got to post everything. And I have to really dive into this TikTok thing. And we posted Villain. And I think it got like 13 million views in 3 videos in a week, which like no one had done that yet in country. And Rekia Marshall was my first call. She was like, hey, you want to do a 50-50 master deal to meet with some record labels and get you a team together? I was like, absolutely. You can be
the hero. I can take the fall. Name's Lily Rose. It's great. She's great. Search for the Bobby Cast. Yeah, she got a bunch of no's and she was like, well, now what do? I guess I'll do it this way. And it worked out for her. She's so cool. I love it. All right, so we're going to come back in a little bit And we're pretty sure that Murr of Impractical Jokers is going to be on, but this could be a joke, and you guys could be getting me.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. Are you going to draft famous trios? I would encourage our listeners not to just draft on the first pick. Draft the whole team because it's snake draft. But Raymundo had the dice roll. He's first. Ray, famous trios. Who do you take first overall? The greatest famous trio.
Pretty simple. I'm not going to hold you guys up. The Three Stooges.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't make a list because I'm not playing. I don't know how many good ones
that
are.
That was my number one pick.
It was
number one?
Yeah, man.
Ray leads with three. Morgan, do you know who Three Stooges is?
Not really.
That was the problem, I thought. But got it.
Like, aren't they black and white?
They
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
But they're funny.
Amy.
Jonas Brothers.
Ah, dang it.
Dang it.
Solid. Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Did you have Jonas Brothers at all?
Yeah.
As two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's all right. My girl Beyonce's a trio. Give me Destiny's Child.
That's good. Eddie, famous trios. We got comedy, we got music, be whatever, but what do you got there?
I'm going to go with Lady A.
Oh, that's good.
Big trio. Hillary, Dave. What's the other guy's name?
Charles.
Just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. That's okay.
Charles.
Morgan.
I'm going to go with Harry, Hermione, and Ron from Harry Potter.
Oh. That's a good one. A
Harry Potter trio.
Harry, Hermione, but I always say Hermanine.
So they're known as a trio?
No, we can pick any trio. There are no rules.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
They're known together. They're a collective group.
Well, let me go.
Like the Three Stooges.
You going to regroup?
Yeah. Well, the Three Stooges, their name is the Three Stooges. Like Harry Potter.
Destiny's Child, at one point, there were four of them. So, I mean.
I didn't know. I don't know that.
But you asked in an aggressive way. We know what you were doing there.
Yeah.
Who are the three that you know, the Destiny's Child three?
Kelly, Beyonce, and Alicia.
No.
Dang it.
You just said that.
Wait, hold on. Kelly.
Michelle. What a
Michelle,
word.
That's
all right, Morgan.
Yep, I'm going to go.
We'll go backward now. Since she was last in the first round, she gets to go first in the second round. Go ahead.
This is totally different than what everybody's doing. I'm doing queso, salsa, and guacamole.
Love it. Like. The condiment. The Mexican restaurant condiment mix.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a
good one.
You order the trio off the menu.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, that's when we're really feeling it that night. We're going to get those three up front.
Okay.
Yeah. Eddie?
Bones. I'm going with Alvin and the Chipmunks, baby.
Good. Alvin, Simon, Theodore?
Yeah. Alvin, yeah, that's it.
But Alvin, whatever you want. Do you want written down Alvin and the Chipmunks or Alvin, Simon, Theodore?
I think Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I agree. Lunchbox?
Yeah, man.
He's lost.
Yeah, man. I'm struggling.
The one I wrote down for my first round, it hasn't been done yet.
Well, don't say it.
I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Okay.
I wonder what that is, though.
Guys.
It also might have been terrible. I don't get to play because my score was so bad, so.
My trio? Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the BLT. Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
BLT is strong.
You got inspired by Morgan.
I did.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like.
You're going food now.
I like that. Amy.
Hunger Games trilogy.
Mm. See, now Amy's on something, too, with the trilogy.
No, I have that already written down.
No, I know.
Oh.
I just said you're on to something with the trilogy.
I got a question.
Huh.
If there's more than three, can I do it?
You can do whatever you want. There are no rules here.
What does he mean?
But just know our listeners, if they don't agree with it, they're going to penalize you.
There's more than three is not a trio.
The planets in the solar system. Pick any three.
Menage a trois.
Oh, no.
Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going biblical. Give me the three wise men.
Nice.
Good one. Yeah.
Is that the one you were thinking of?
No, but it's a good one.
Three wise men. That's good, Ray.
Dang. Okay, so Ray has one more pick. He'll go first this time. Ray has the Three Stooges, the Three Wise Men. And your final pick is?
I mean, I'm just going to go with sports angle because nobody else is doing it. I'm doing the big three in Miami. So LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh.
Good.
What's that going to go under?
It's whatever he wants. I would say LeBron. Whatever you want. You want to say the whatever you want.
The big three. I mean, is the biggest
the
three
Miami
sports.
Heat big three. Is
yeah!
What I would write there. Amy.
Okay.
Because there's no rules.
Okay, fine. Rascal Flatts.
Everybody gets mad at me. You can do. It's good. Rascal Flatts.
Thank you.
You can do whatever you want, but if the listeners, if they don't think it's a good one, they won't pick it. Go ahead. Rascal Flatts?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready for me?
Yeah.
Man, I got something written down that I'm not going to do, but I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Did we do any rule changes on this, on it going out, like timeline-wise? We don't put people's names on it, do we?
Right, you don't put names.
Right, got it.
Yeah. Give me Toy Story Trilogy. Boom.
But you, if there's more than three, you can't say trilogy.
There's only three.
Okay, perfect.
No, there's four.
Oh, no.
There's four.
Yeah. He's like, but I don't like the
first
three.
You can say Toy Story movies.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. When I Googled it, they didn't. I guess this list is before there was four. I didn't know there was a four.
You Google something after they made the third
one. So let me go ahead.
Ah, you can't repick a movie. You can't repick a thing. So you can do Toy Story movies, but that's you can't say trilogy.
That's fine.
Because that just would be inaccurate. Eddie?
Bones, give me Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Yeah! The Rice Krispie dudes.
I had that. I don't think they're popular with the
Rice
kids
Krispie
nowadays.
Dudes.
They're not
Parenthes
popular
Rice Krispie dudes.
The kids nowadays. That.
Morgan.
Ooh, I'm stuck between two, but I feel like this is a strong one. I watched it growing up. It's Charlie's Angels.
Ooh, good
That's good. That's been twice, too. It's been old, and then...
Like Drew Barrymore.
2000, early 2000s.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Good job, guys. Well, let me read this to you. Amy, Ray first. Three Stooges, three Wise Men, and the Miami Heat Big Three.
Hmm.
Amy has the Jonas Brothers, the Hunger Games trilogy, and Rascal Flatts.
Pretty good, Amy.
For his three, Lunchbox has Destiny's Child, BLT, and the four Toy Story movies.
Four Toy Story movies. He was so proud of that one, too.
Hey, look, I'm looking
Eddie
at
Eddie has Lady A, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and Snap, Crackle, Pop, the Rice Krispie Dudes.
Yes.
And Morgan has Harry, Hermione, and Ron, Queso, Salad, Guacamole, and Charlie's Angels.
When did Toy Story, when did the next one come out then?
Like 3 years ago.
Because this was posted on...
are you arguing it?
June 4th, 2022.
Toy Story 4.
I would have picked Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Oh!
That's the Holy Trinity?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this guy's an idiot. I'm going to have to write this guy.
You're going to write him?
Yeah, Willow Green put this up. And, I mean, Toy Story 4 came out in 2019. This article was published in 2022.
But what was ahead of the article? There are only three.
The 33 greatest movie trilogies.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
You should write them.
You should.
Yeah. So anyway, go vote. We'll put it up. No names will be attached to it. But how long do we leave it up? Vote for 24 hours? Okay, there you go. BobbyBones.com. Don't vote for the first pick. Vote for the whole body of work. And there you go. Thank you very much.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, we're talking to Murr of Impractical Jokers. He's the one with glasses like mine. And, I mean, the show's been on for 10 years. It is crazy that Impractical Jokers is any show that's been on for 10 years. But he's killing it. They're coming to St. Louis and Nashville. And if you haven't seen Impractical Jokers, then I guess you just haven't been on. It's just always on. What's the channel that is on every single time?
I know what you're talking about. Like, it's always on.
It's always
TBS?
On.
You look at the guide and it's like all across the board.
Yeah, it's like on MTV. Sometimes when you go in, it's like all of that. That what is it? True TV. It's always on True TV. Yes. All the time. And then I watch a lot of the clips on TikTok or Instagram as well. Here he is, Murr from Impractical Jokers.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Murr of Impractical Jokers.
Murr, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good to see you. My question is the one that, how do you do stuff without people knowing it's you? You're so distinct now. How do you guys pull off anything anymore?
Dude, we look like pharmacists. We don't look famous. Like, you know, there's a reason you had a TV show. There's a reason you do what you do. You're a handsome guy. I look like your prescription's ready to come on into Walgreens. You know, we're very unrecognizable.
So you're telling, because you have glasses like mine, and I think we look a lot alike. You're telling me it has to happen some where you guys are doing something and someone's like, wait a minute, you're Murr, and you have to like move venues because of it, right? Sometimes.
It does happen. It happens a lot. We shuffle them along and we wait for somebody that either doesn't know or don't give a you know what.
Yeah. Is it wild to you at the success just of how many years this has been such a big deal? Because I would imagine at first you're like, we can't believe it. We got a show. But now, I mean, you guys have been famous and successful for so long. Is it still crazy to you?
It is as crazy as the first day. I remember when we got greenlit, we were so excited for a series. The night before when the TV show premiered 13 years ago at this point, we were like, holy cow, this is probably going to cancel tomorrow. But tonight it's a success, and now here we are, older, fatter, balder, and still going.
What was the pitch for the show before I got picked up?
The pitch was called Mission Uncomfortable, and the idea was that we're best friends for our entire lives, and we just love, and have always loved, putting each other in uncomfortable scenarios, situations, to see how we react and squirm and talk our way through it. That it was like a social experiment show, and then they renamed it Impractical Jokers, and I tell you what, we didn't really know what the show was. We were lying through our teeth. We didn't really know what the show was when we sold it, and then it was only like we were filming, we realized, oh, got it. It's telling each other what to say and do and throwing each other under the bus and trying to squirm our way through. We figured it out as we went.
What did you think was funny when you were a kid that actually developed this part of your sense of humor?
Dude, right now, hold on 1 second. Stare at Nick Cage. I'll be right there.
There's a life-size cutout of Nicolas Cage right behind the camera here.
I'm sorry if that wasn't clear. That's not a cutout. That's Nick Cage.
What up, Nick?
He just hangs out. I can't get rid of him, man. So in my house, this is a signed script page from the movie Airplane.
Oh, cool.
The script page is from 1979. So I would say, you know, the Zucker Brothers, Airplane, Naked Gun.
Like Leslie Nielsen as an actor, like comedic actor, was he funny to you?
Absolutely, he's the best.
Did you want to be an actor, as a kid before you and you know your friends were doing pranks on each other? Like, what was the goal as a kid?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a comedian. We all did. We all did comedy together in high school, and then college, and then started doing comedy together and failing for a really long time before Impractical Jokers. So it was always the dream.
We have Murr of Impractical Jokers on with us, which, by the way, depending on where you're listening to the show right now, Nashville, Indianapolis, you know, they're doing the live show in a bunch of cities, especially that our show's in. Nashville on the 27th, Indianapolis the 28th, St. Louis on the 29th, all coming up. What do you do at the live show?
It's like hanging out with your best friends from TV for a night. It's a stand-up comedy show. All of us are on stage. We shot hidden camera challenges just for the live show. We can't see on TV. There's some interactivity with the audience. We bring a volunteer up at one point, and we finally tell the story of my wedding. I got married 2.5 years ago. And do you remember like 2.5 years ago when Smash Mouth fired their lead singer, the guy we all know of as Smash Mouth? It's possible that it's because of my wedding and what happens.
Wow. Steve Harwell leaving Smash Mouth could be because of humor.
I think my wedding might have been the last straw for the band.
Well, then we they
played the wedding as a surprise to my wife and our friends and family. It's my wife's favorite band, and things didn't go quite according to plan.
I think what I hear is your wife's favorite band was Smash Mouth. I think that's the headline right here.
Yeah, that is really the main headline. Yeah,
we used to do this prank call Will at Uber because we would send really funny things across town, and our guess would be, will the Uber driver take this? Will it Uber? We try all these different things, but I would use my Uber account, and my Uber rating, it's terrible now because they give me really low stars because we're trying to Uber all kinds of stuff. Now, that being said, has the show negatively, because it has in so many ways positively, has Impractical Jokers negatively impacted your life in any way, like my Uber rating?
We got banned from Costco for many years. they let us back in finally, but for a long time. And then we got physically thrown out of Six Flags Great Adventure in Jersey. And they would not talk to us for years. But then they let us back in finally. So, yeah, it's, you know, anytime I want to ride a roller coaster or buy a lot of Kirkland Signature products, SOL.
Do you guys have crazy insurance?
We're pretty good. We don't really get we stay on the right side of likability a lot. So, you know, we have saved 15% on our car insurance. So that's pretty good.
This show that I have here, Eddie, if you show them the cameras real quick and just kind of flash through everybody. Like, for the most part, this show here, for the last 20 years or so, these are all my best friends. That's Amy. Lunchbox. This is Eddie. So we've been together for, again, 20 years, basically. And so we've had to navigate friendship and also working together. And at times, it's difficult. How do you guys, who've been doing the same thing, how do you manage that?
By the way, only since you said lunchbox, I will show you. Do you know what I have in my house? And it's one of my most treasured possessions.
It must be some famous. lunchbox in that. Oh, you have a Breaking Bobby Bones lunch pail?
What?
Uh-huh. You do, and I have one.
That's hilarious. First of all, you even know
not,
who I am.
Did you not know you had it?
You know, I did, but I would never think, because those are awesome. We sent them out to like really funny people that we hoped before we stopped doing the show they would share with everybody. But good thing now that we're not doing the show, he shared it, right, everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
That's funny.
I shared it when it got sent
well,
to me.
Thank you. That's awesome. You know? Thank you. How do you do that with your friends? How do you guys stay balanced and stay friends while working together?
I think at this point we're too old to make new friends. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go out and try to find new friends on Tinder. I don't know where you find friends anymore. I can't, you know, it's like, you know what it is? It's our relationship was forged in fire in high school. And we've been friends so long. We know everything about each other. So literally, I mean, we fight all the time. And then the second you fight, you're like, well, screw it. Let's go get some chicken parm. And you do.
How do you feel about these dumb TikTok challenges where the pranks are kind of over the top, mean and hurtful? Because you guys have been so cautious and just with vigilance too about being positive and fun and nobody getting hurt.
That was our, when we created the show, that was our whole crux. We didn't want to do a traditional prank show where you kind of feel bad for the people getting pranked. They didn't sign up for it. They're just the unwitting victims. So we said, well, how do we do it in a way that fits more like our sensibility? So we spun it upside down where the joke's on us and we don't want to do it. And you see us squirm through it. And the public is just kind of there to witness our embarrassment. I think it's it makes the show much more enjoyable for us to do because we're raised gentlemen. I'm not going to, you know, do something like that. My mother would slap me in the face, you know?
Does your wife ever go, Mert, life is not a bit? Because my wife is always like, hey, everything's not a bit.
Unfortunately, they've put my wife in bits against me. So last season, they had they put a catheter inside me and then made me ride a zip line holding my own catheter bag. And then they had my wife, who has a degree in nursing, take it out of me. Oh. And that was 2 weeks before we got married. So I think a marriage that starts that way can only go up from there, I guess.
Yeah. Oof.
That's terrible.
Oof.
I'm so intrigued by the catheter zipline situation.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, this show here wants to go on a cruise, and there's a big – our conversation is they all want to go on a big cruise. I know you guys are doing the Impractical Jokers cruise. I'm worried that I'm going to get seasick because I do get motion sickness a lot. But what do you guys do on the cruise that we can steal from you that you're doing on your cruise with your people?
The cruise is great. It's this will be our fifth cruise. It's us and Eric Andre doing the cruise. It's in January of 2024. And it's a week party with the guys and I from the show. It's literally just thousands of Jokers fans and Eric Andre fans hanging out, drinking, singing karaoke, going to shows, putting on shows. We perform every night. It's wild and crazy. And I've never made a dime on the cruise because I spend it all on liquor.
Wow. Lunchbox used to do club gigs, and he only got paid in liquor, and he just found out that that wasn't supposed to be the rule.
No.
Like, that's what he did.
Yeah. You can renegotiate that contract. Yeah. You can get actually some kind of money, too.
Lunchbox, anything you want to ask Mer before we go?
I just want to know, has anybody ever, I mean, physically that you know, because I know the jokes are they're on you, but do people ever get mad and physically, like, with you guys?
It's only happened a single time, and it, of course, happened to me. I got whacked in the face and given a black eye. By the way, look how freaking cute my puppy looks right now. She's sleeping on the floor. Whenever I do an interview, she curls up right here and sleeps. I love it. Anyways, sorry. So it happened to me once. We were filming at this, like, discount kind of superstore, and this guy that's, like, 300 pounds and about 6'12", it comes up to me. And they said, Mer, we want you to hold. They ran down this biggest bra you've ever seen in your life, right? They said, Mer, go up to the guy, and without saying anything, hold the bra up to his chest. And when he asks you what the hell you're doing, say that he's approximately the same size as your wife and just want to see if the bra would fit her, right? So he didn't take too kindly to it. He took out his cell phone and whacked me in the eye, gave me a whole black eye, and then chased me around the store for like a scurrying little ferret. It took three security guards to stop him. I had to run into the basement behind all the guys because, you know, hopefully they he'd go through them before he got to me. And it's the only time in show history one of us has been assaulted. But I deserved it.
That's crazy. Look, we're super pumped that you came on the show. Everybody in Nashville, everybody in St. Louis, Impractical Jokers are coming to town. Go watch the live show. And the cruise is January 22nd to the 26th from Miami to Nassau, Bahamas. And Murray, you even do shows by yourself, right? Occasionally?
I do. I got a couple shows coming up in September in Atlanta and Hershey, Pennsylvania, and then lots more Murray live shows to come. Yes, one of my favorite things, because in my own Murray live shows, I play Impractical Jokers live, meaning that I choose someone, I stick an ear pierce in their ear, send them out into the streets of Buffalo, what have you, and we watch on screen in the theater, and they've got to do and say what I tell them to live improvisation, you know, just in the moment. It's so much fun.
Thank you for coming on with us. Everybody go check out the shows. There he is, Murr from Practical Jokers. Murr, thank you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's get over to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
I got another one.
Bruh.
Another bruh?
Bruh.
Oklahoma Judicial Ethics Panel. They have opened an investigation into a state judge who was caught on security camera texting and scrolling Facebook during the opening statements of a murder hearing.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. It's like lunchbox.
the testimony in the trial of a man charged with beating his son to death, his girlfriend's son to death. The judge, 50, who was reportedly overseeing her first case, was messaging for minutes at a time and then searching for and sending animated GIFs. At one point, she even checked her phone while the mother of the victim gave her tearful testimony. Surveillance footage shows her holding her you see it from over the top. Holding her phone in her lap, sometimes like down, because she's behind a desk, so you can't see it when she's got it in her lap. But the camera over the top sees it. At one point, the judge even moved the position of the ceiling security camera, according to the report. It's from insider.com.
Okay, but Bones, isn't the judge just there to kind of like make sure everything's cool?
Yes, but the judge needs to be listening to make sure that everything's cool.
Okay. Yes.
Like if someone's like, hey, object, or we don't feel like that's fair, the judge needs to have heard that. It shouldn't go like, hey, will you say that again? I was playing Farmville, right.
Also, as a judge, don't you know there's cameras in your courtroom?
Yeah,
she knew. She remembered, and then she moved it after. She'd probably already been caught, I'm guessing.
Gotcha.
That's bad, huh?
That's disbarred.
From insider.com. That's bad stuff there. I wonder who was watching on the camera that saw that.
But also, what is it? Does it do anything to the case? Is it a mistrial?
You just act like it was, like you gave us an answer.
If you were the defense attorney, mistrial, like, yo.
I hear you, but I don't. But again, you just said it like it was truth, and we were going to agree to it.
Thank you.
No.
That means.
Anyway, Dwayne Johnson is reportedly getting paid the highest salary for an actor in a single role.
That's The Rock.
He's earning $50 million for the Amazon movie Red One.
Wow.
$50 million.
Is he even that good of an actor?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's that good.
But
like,
I don't.
He's fine.
He's fine, but it's not about him.
It's just he gets eyeballs?
People like him.
It's not about how good of an actor he is. It's about how much people like him and they like the movies.
But what do you look for in an actor, though?
You look for the movies to be good.
Yeah.
Or interesting.
Our movies are pretty good.
Depends on the scene, but not much.
He's huge.
He's a giant.
So thick. Like, just like muscle. Okay. Jeez, right. Man.
What, doesn't he eat like a bunch of?
I don't know. He's like too big. Yeah. But I never seen him in person. Anybody ever seen The Rock in person?
No.
Mm-mm.
But he looks like he's just so big. But yeah, $50 million from Movie Web. Cocaine sharks, they warn about. Marine biologists warn that drug-addled sharks are eating narcotics dumped by smugglers off the Florida coast, and they're all...
Hi.
This is like Cocaine Bear.
But it's cocaine sharks. Drug-addled sharks are feasting on cocaine bales dumped by drug smugglers off the coast of Florida. In a new discovery for Discovery Shark Week, the expert looks into how the sharks, if they have been, all this with the narcotics that are holding to the water, and they notice strange behavior among the sharks.
And that's it's crazy. Right,
like they're partying all night or what?
Yeah, and then
they're always wiping their nose.
They're sniffing all the time.
I just thought of something that I would maybe want to confess to y'all. I have to run it by you first. Later.
Cocaine shark brought something out in you. All right, go ahead.
She's either stolen a shark, she's in illegal wildlife, or...
No. It's similar, but... different.
What is happening?
Okay.
You were in the water off of Florida and accidentally...
It could be a
cocaine bundle landed on you.
Yeah, and you accidentally ate it?
I don't know what we would call it.
And you partied all night?
Well, let's just see what's up. We'll come back to it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you sleep with your dog? Medical and mental health experts say there are pros and cons to sharing the bed. On the plus side, it creates a comforting routine, preventing your dog from feeling scared and lonely. On the negative side, dogs who display signs of disobedience and dominance should not be sleeping in the bed yet. And there's also the infectious diseases part. And dogs often step in or eat feces too, that part.
Yeah, I know.
That's from vetinfo.com. We do not sleep with our dogs. I slept with my dog before this, but Stanley, our bulldog, snores so loud, he sleeps like four rooms away. And even through then, we can hear him through the walls. And Eller has her own... She loves her crate. She can get in and out of it. She just likes to go in there and sleep because she was crate trained because she was very aggressive when we got her. She's not anymore, but that's her safe place. But we do not. We don't sleep with her. And also, my neck was always hurting, and my dog would kick me in the nads a lot of times before, so I just gave up on that. You don't sleep with your dog, right?
No. I mean, my son does, though. Well,
oh, yeah? His does. Well, good for him. But maybe it keeps him calm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's why.
Simple names mean more success. If you want to succeed in your career, you may want to change your name to something like Smith or Jones. Researchers analyzed names of American law firms and found that lawyers with easy-pronounced names become partners way more quickly than people with complex names. Having a simple name may help others feel familiar, comfortable, builds trust more quickly. They can pronounce it easier. People say it often. And so...
It also sounds better with the ands, like the Morgan and Morgan or Brown and Brown.
Well, it's not just lawyers are saying, just in general, but yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's more than lawyers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they just did a study on this one industry. Yeah. That's from Adam Alter in a book that he wrote. I don't know what borax is.
Oh, yeah. It's a cleaning. It's found in detergent or other cleaning solutions, like a powder form.
I thought it was like a Dr. Seuss story.
I thought it was like borax, like you. That's borax.
Very nice.
We all had different thoughts here. Medical experts are taking to social media to go, hey, do not drink borax. Yeah. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
What in the world?
Because they say if you drink it, it heals inflammation. By they, TikTok. I guess it's a detergent and pesticide.
It's you do not want to consume this. Trust me.
Trust you.
Source. Trust me, bro.
Like honestly, I used borax back in the day. I remember being like, I kind of want to put a glove on for this.
But borax isn't a capital B, so it's a general thing. That's so not
like,
a brand.
No. They sell like a. Wherever I got, like I was trying to clean something specific, and I feel like I bought like a can of borax, kind of like Clorox.
But Clorox is a brand.
No, the powder stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? Comet, like that.
Yeah. In an effort to curb the potentially poisonous trend, medical professionals like Dr. Kelly Johnson Arbor have said, do not drink or eat borax. It is poison. The National Capital Poison Center warns that borax can potentially result in blue-green vomit or diarrhea.
Uh-oh.
It can cause anemia and seizures, and soaking in the substance can cause your skin to turn bright pink before your skin falls off. In short, don't do
it. Oh!
From NBC.
Check it out. Borax.
Yeah, I see it here. It looks like cocaine. Anything you want to admit, Amy?
Yeah.
No.
All right, moving on. There's a woman who has ended up with a ruptured eardrum after a passionate ear kiss.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
What?
From odditycentral.com. Yeah. A young woman suffered a ruptured eardrum while sharing a moment of passion with her boyfriend who was kissing her ear, and apparently the suction popped her eardrum.
Oh, they were doing the...
How hard was he going on her ear, though, bro?
She must already have a damaged one.
Like, you know, you just lightly tongue.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, it's not a Slurpee.
Oh, you can get the ear in the mouth.
Yeah, but not suck like that hard on an ear. If you're going to do that, you do the lobe. You don't suck the hole.
Yeah.
It's not that shrimp head or a crawfish head.
Yeah.
Media recently reported the bizarre case of a young woman who came to the emergency room because she experienced pain and hearing loss in her left ear. The doctor found dried blood on her eardrum. She had traumatic eardrum perforation. There was nothing really in her medical history. And so they started trying to figure out what happened. And then she said, when he kissed my ear, he sucked it and I heard a pop. After that, I couldn't hear. The woman said that all she could hear was zzzz.
Oh, he sucked it that hard?
Yeah, bro may have been new. Or she had very sensitive ears.
Wow.
Or he's just clueless. Or she was really hot. He was really into her. But yeah, popped her eardrum. That is crazy. He says it's uncommon. But mouth applied suction on ears almost never pops an eardrum. Unless you go hard like that, dude. That is the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
I saw the story. This guy's tiny. He's 26, but he poses as a teenage student, and he was blending in high school, and he got busted for sex crimes. You guys see?
Oh, no.
Man.
Little bitty.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to be small to trick people. Otherwise, like, your gray facial hair gives you away. You know? But they say this guy, 26 years old, was posing as a teenager to blend in at two different schools. He's been nabbed for sexual assault, sex trafficking charges, using the alias Zach Hess. Zachary Sheck pretended to be a 17-year-old junior. Again, he's 26. But again, he's so small. He's 5'4".
Oh, he's tiny.
About 120 pounds. So he does look younger because of his size there. But he... Again, acted like he was 17. He enrolled at Northwest High School in Lincoln and then transferred to Southeast High School. And that's when he was just doing really bad stuff. Quote, he blended in with other students, spent 54 days at both schools. Again, 5'4", 120 pounds. He originally graduated from Southeast High in 2015. Police began a fraud investigation on June 1st after getting a tip about somebody doing something weird. And they're like, we can't, but we think it's this guy. So they... When they arrested him at a local library and they busted him with this. And so it's like, how does he even get into school? And that's the thing. It's like, what? Because there aren't a ton. There's not a lot of requirements, but there are some. Birth certificate, immunization records, transcript. But he just had fake ones. He made fake ones. Like, you make fake stuff and they just believed it. And yeah, there you go.
Also, parents. I feel like I just had to register my daughter at a new high school, and it was quite the ordeal.
He looks so young.
Public school, like, and it's been really hard.
And does he go and enroll himself by himself?
Right.
Yeah, no parents, or does he have parents, like the fake parents, to go with him?
Yeah, he'd have to really commit there. And yeah, what kind of friend's doing that for him? Like, you know, he wants to be a creep. You're going to vouch for that. Scuba Steve, you just enrolled him in kindergarten, right? Like, what do they require whenever you do that?
So not only was it a face-to-face meeting with all the administrators, but similar to Amy, we had to have, like, vax records, the birth certificates. We had to show some other document that I don't know what it was my wife made me get for him. But it was a lot of documentation that they had to see physically, make copies of it, and prove that that's our son.
But can't you make it pretty? The fake stuff's pretty easy to make fake stuff, right? It's just a piece of paper.
So. Yeah, but I mean, like the birth certificate isn't just a piece of paper, though. It's like actual, right, like, textured paper that has stamps on it and stuff. So that's quite an operation he has there.
Let's watch. You have a guy for everything. Do you have a guy that can make a fake birth certificate?
Probably.
You do?
I can get you one.
I don't want one. I'm just asking if a guy could, if like a guy could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I just thought of something else they asked us for, because, Ben and I have two different addresses. We said we had recently gone through a divorce, and they said, well, we need your parenting plan. We need a copy of it. Like, there was so much that they needed, and it was, I just find it crazy he was able to just go enroll himself.
Parenting plan? What is that? Like, how you plan to parent?
Yeah, aside from this story?
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't have one generally in life, one to turn into a school.
Well, no, so a parenting plan when you're co-parenting, because it's like, okay,
they ask you for
when is the dad, what week are they with the dad, with the mom? Like, they need to know, like, who's picking up who, how's this, just making sure too that we're all communicating and we have a system in play so they know how to best support, I guess, the kids at the school.
This is gonna be tough, and you know what, if all this is true, he needs to go to jail for a long time because of some bad stuff that he allegedly did.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna tell you, once he gets to jail, that pint-sized 26-year-old,
yep, let her rip.
It's gonna be tough. Gonna be tough on him. Is there something? You mentioned in the last segment you wanted to confess something.
We still haven't talked about it, though.
I know, but you didn't during the break. Over the song, you didn't say anything about it. You didn't text me or anything. Yeah.
Do you want to confess now?
I should just talk to you about it.
Should you just text me?
Okay. Well, filibuster.
Texting right
say
now.
Something.
No, we want to hear your thoughts as you text.
We want to hear you type so we can guess it by the letters you're pushing. We're going to get to the Bobby Bones Cinema Club in like 30 seconds, but Amy did let me know her confession. And so her dog ate like a CBD something. She dropped a CBD thing. Her dog ate it. Oh. And then she's like, is that like cocaine shark? I'm like, that's not a big deal.
Well, my sister's from Colorado, and they were some she had. So it's the real stuff.
Oh, the real stuff.
Where it's legal.
It's not like cocaine shark. We thought you were going to say that you have like been selling drugs or something.
Correct. That's what I was thinking.
That's what? Yeah. What?
I thought that you accidentally.
We were talking about a shark that was doing that was eating cocaine.
Right.
Yeah. That they were dropping off, and Amy's like, I got a confession, and we're like, well,
I thought you accidentally got hooked on it.
We thought we're going to turn the voice thing. What makes your voice deep? And you can confess to something, and be like, I've been selling drugs.
I felt like
your dog ate. Okay, got it.
Relatable. My dog ate one of my sister's Colorado gummies.
Oh man!
Did your Colorado sister want her knowing? That's what I was trying to say.
No, she didn't care. It's legal there. Like she
was it here?
She.
Uh-oh.
She brought
exactly.
Uh oh! You can them in your
you
bag.
I think so.
Places.
No, you can't. I can. Yeah, I tried to cover for you, and you still uncovered yourself. Okay, time for the Bobby Bones Cinema Club, BBCC, Bobby Bones Cinema Club. Here's our fancy music. We had to watch, Shotgun Wedding with Josh Duhamel.
And J-Lo.
J-Lo. And then
and
we
Cheech.
We wrote, we wrote three lines. And I here's mine. Cliche, predictable, but Lenny Kravitz still rules.
Yeah, man.
Lenny Kravitz is awesome regardless. And I'm not going to... There may be spoilers in this. Do we spoil on this segment, Mike, or no?
It's
a newish movie.
Is it really? It?
Yes. We're reviewing it. No spoiler? Okay, no spoiler. Well, Lenny Kravitz is always awesome.
And he looks young
still. Yes, he's always young. He plays an ex-boyfriend. It is the whole thing, right? So that's mine. Cliche, predictable, and Lenny Kravitz rules and always is cool.
So what do you give it?
I give it 2 out of 5 pirates.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It probably would have got 1 and a half if it wasn't for Lenny Kravitz and like helicopters and shooting and stuff.
Shotguns.
There's a little bit of that. Here's the next one. Did Raymundo really watch this movie? I'm honestly shocked that one, J-Lo would agree to be in a movie like this, and two, how bad her acting was. The movie was so cheesy, the plot was way too unrealistic and far-fetched. 1 out of 5 pirates. Who's that?
One.
Eddie.
No, not me.
Who did that one? Oh, Abby? Okay. Wow, thanks, Ray. This movie had it all. Star power, drama, comedy. A rom-com all ages can agree on, and great for singles, too. Everybody who does this has to be the person who watches the movie. Right. Is that you?
Yeah. Wow, Ray.
Did you like the movie for real?
That was a great date movie. I don't know what else you want.
But a date movie like you were at home, though.
I know.
It's not, they're showing, not showing in theaters.
I just felt like it was something everybody could pick from that they like.
Okay. Okay. You're not the only one that liked it. I had very low expectations for this movie, but I really liked Shotgun Wedding a lot. Maybe I just like cheesy rom-coms, but it's hands down the best movie we've watched so far in the BBS Cinema Club.
Well, that's, yeah! That's Amy. That is Amy for sure.
That's me.
You liked that's it? Not true.
Yes. Yeah. I think maybe that's why I liked it so much is because the rope and the stuff were so horrible.
That's true.
Oh, man.
After a hard day at work, all you want to do is watch a dumb movie to entertain you, and Shotgun Wedding does just that. The perfect rom-com with a twist.
Scuba.
Hey, that's me.
Yes!
That's me.
Yeah,
like I kind of like the movie.
Yeah, Amy, what'd you rate it? Sorry, how many pirates?
Oh,
are
there? I guess 3.54.
What? What?
3.54?
What?
Yeah. 3.5.
3.5, Eddie?
Man, I'm going to go 4 Edwin McCain songs. Out of 5.
4 out of 5. What?
You gave that movie a 4 out of 5?
Guys, it was good.
Jennifer Coolidge is so funny.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She plays the same person in every... She does. She has the same
role
in every...
They're trying to light Pirate's hair on fire with a cigarette.
I mean,
like,
man,
that's... Some of this is like Three Stooges-esque.
But that's what I'm saying. It was so dumb.
The grenades.
Like, they're deciding that we're going to throw a net over.
The net and the hairspray.
The whole thing is like they're getting married on an island.
Don't spoil it, Bones. Don't spoil it.
I'm not pirates...
Oh, my God.
Take over. Like,
there's nothing to ruin, because right when it starts, you know what's going to happen.
You do?
I didn't know. There was a twist.
Hey, man, that
sure.
twist is a big one when the pirates show up.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. After the first 20 minutes, I wanted to cancel my Amazon Prime subscription.
Oh, no.
The characters were insufferable. The comedy was atrocious, and the acting was embarrassing. It redeemed itself a little bit, but it lost me when the pirates resembled the Three Stooges characters. That's how I felt about the
pirates.
No, mine was cliche. Was it you, Mike? Yeah, it was very that.
Y'all don't like rom-coms.
No, it's not that. I do like some of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I love finally getting to watch a normal movie. Rom-coms are my favorite genre, so this is right up my alley. Not my favorite of all time, but not bad. Big J-Lo and rom-coms fan. 3 out of 5 wedding dresses.
That was me.
You liked it?
I did like it. I think J-Lo's great in rom-coms.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Like... Sweet Home. No, Made in Manhattan. That's a good one.
Not this one.
Yeah, this was terrible. This was just so goofy.
Wedding Planner, that's...
Thank you, Ray, for suggesting a newer film and one that we can watch online for free. Yes, it was typical J-Lo cheese, but we knew that was coming, so I'm good with it. Great mindless film. 4 grenade pins out of 5.
Scuba?
Yeah, you went 4 out of 5?
Yeah!
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Jennifer Lopez was half naked on the bed. That was pretty awesome.
I went 1.5.
I mean, J-Lo was hot.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. She can be hot, but the movie... Okay, one more. At a time in everyone's career, they decide, well, let's do it for the money. And they don't care if the product's any good. Jennifer Lopez has officially reached that point. The movie was so bad that I was upset, but I finally let anger go, and I laughed at how stupid it was.
That was me.
That was Lunchbox.
So what do you give it? That sounds kind of like half and half.
No, it was like 1.5 pirates. Yeah. Oh. Like, I mean, I was like, this is so ridiculously stupid. Like, I don't want to ruin it, but... The grenade part was so dumb.
I like the grenade part.
The hair. I mean, it was just so... The 6-mile-long zip line. Like, what are we doing?
That was funny. That was funny.
Mike, do we have an overall rating? Because we did all of our reviews here. And then we'll keep them all up here in Bobby Bones Cinema Club if you guys want to watch a movie.
I will say for a rom-com, I was pretty shocked at, that there was actual, like, death.
Action.
Like...
Oh, my God. It was...
You know?
Yeah.
I just thought they were going to get, like, hurt and pass out, but they, like, murdered
him. Can I tell you the funniest part of the movie? Is where when they're in the pool and the two people that had hooked up the night before, he slides over and he's like, hey, I texted you last night. I never heard anything back. She goes, are you serious right now? That was the best part of the movie.
No. I like when he's like, who's the father of the bride? And the mother-in-law's like, they're talking to you, David.
Robert.
This
got an average of 2.2.
What?
Pirates overall.
It's higher than that.
But that is it. In the Bobby Bones Cinema Club,
Ray. That was good.
Shotgun Wedding.
What was your favorite part, Bobby? Like, your favorite part of the movie?
I like the shooting from helicopters. The action-ish part of it was fun. And I laughed when they're trying to catch the pirate's hair on fire with a cigarette.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because it's just so stupid.
Did you start smoking? Like, they start arguing about stuff when they're getting attacked by pirates. I'm like, this is so dumb.
I like Lenny Kravitz. I like the twist.
It sounds like you loved it.
No, he asked what I liked.
Uh-oh.
What did I not like? The hour and 40 minutes I spent watching it over three different parts of time. So, okay, thank you, Bobby Bones Cinema Club. That is it. We'll pick another movie next week. Thank you to all of our listeners who watch it. We'll post about this, and you can write your review up on our Facebook page. Cool, Morgan?
Yep, and I'll be there.
Okay, and Amy just sold her sister out.
Thanks, yep. Amy.
And good?
I think she'll be fine.
I think she'll be fine, too. They're not going to go and arrest her
And
now.
Guess what? My dog was fine, too.
Was your dog like Bob? Was the dog Marley? Little dog Marley action. Yeah. All right, let's play Kane and Caitlin Brown.
Marley.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, you did?
That was the joke, Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you said
hey,
Bob.
Did you have one? Oh, did you have gosh. One of your sister's magic gummies
before
you came in? All
I heard was Bob Marley, and I was like, oh, it would have been funny if you said dog Marley.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she just hit her mic. She's had one of her sister's gummies.
I have to go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Petersburg, Florida. A woman was out to eat with her boyfriend at Rick's Reef, and she ordered a big old burrito. They got to arguing. She got mad. She picks up the burrito, and she, whoosh, throws it at him. And he says, Matrix, bro, gets out of the way.
He said Matrix?
No, but he thought
it
in his head.
He did that thing in slow motion.
Yeah, and he said, bro, and he bent backwards, went over him. Bam! Nailed another dude right in the head.
Oh, I didn't know it hit somebody else. See, that's where she probably got into the trouble.
Yeah, that's where she got in the trouble.
I saw the headline, Woman Assaults Someone with Burrito. I just didn't do it because I thought, you know, if I'm going to be assaulted by something, I'd prefer it to be a burrito.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the person that was assaulting missed the person they were aiming for, then hit somebody else.
Yeah, hit a random dude, like just innocent bystander, got hit by shrapnel.
Mm. Okay, shrapnel and bystander seems a bit extreme for a burrito.
I mean, just think, you got cheese, you got beans, you got meat. I mean, what else? I mean, pico.
Hey, flour, tortilla. That
didn't
feel
good.
Oh,
my gosh, a tortilla.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you don't want to get corn. Probably healthy. You probably want to get corn.
The tortilla slaps, though. I mean, it pops.
Yeah. You know, who calls the cops, though, on that, I wonder?
That's a great question.
The guy that got hit.
I know, but if I'm sitting in a Mexican restaurant, let me just play this out here. There's two people fighting. Somebody chunks a burrito. They dug. Whack! It hits me. I don't think I'm calling the cops.
Maybe the restaurant.
I hear you, but I just don't think I'm... And if they call the cops, I'm like, guys, it was a burrito.
Yeah. You're probably shocked for like a whole like 5 minutes.
You're annoyed, but you maybe laugh, but it's a burrito.
Yeah,
so what happened?
She left the restaurant before cops arrived, but they found her nearby.
It just seems like a lot of work for a burrito, guys. I'll be honest with you.
Found her nearby.
She's running. She's hiding in someone's back alley.
And she was charged with disorderly conduct.
Wow. Well, that I understand.
Disorderly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's a lot. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
A lot has been made about Lunchbox's laptop and the images that he has on his laptop during the show. It's sometimes NSFW that he has them.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You always have pictures of like their dirty things on your computer.
No, not dirty. News stories.
Yeah. Eddie says he's taking it to a new level. I just wanted to address this before we go. Go ahead.
This is something I've never seen before. Like usually it's girls in bikinis, whatever. That's fine. Underwear maybe. This one, someone was wearing a see-through dress with nothing underneath. And it was on his computer all morning. Usually he says, it was a news story. I was reading it. Do not believe that this time because throughout the show, he would go somewhere else and then come back to that picture. And it was on his computer all morning.
Why would you keep looking at the naked picture during work?
No. It was a news story about Megan Fox.
Right, but did you not read it and go to the next story?
No, I didn't. And I just forget to close out my tabs. If you look at my computer, I got like 30 tabs open. And so I'll click around. I'm like, that's that one. Oh, what was that one? Oh, that's that one.
But have you seen the picture? I had to delete it from my phone just in case. What if my kids got my phone?
Why was it in your phone?
Yeah,
you took a picture of his screen to show
to
us
have
in
proof.
Case he. Yes.
Always.
Agree.
So why are you always looking at my computer? You must see what is over here. I'm like, man, that's interesting. No, and start taking a peek.
That's right. He had a picture, a story of some like a bodybuilder woman.
And yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago.
I eat 9 meals a day and she's just ripped.
Yeah, I was going to send it to you guys and say hot or not. I thought it was hot.
But you kept it up for like 5 hours.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to lose it. I got to keep it so I know I can send it to you guys. Like, I got to remember, that's that link.
Does your wife know you look at like dirty?
It's not dirty. It was on the New York Post, so it can't be dirty. Mm. It was on page 6.
But
is
you
what it was.
Kept it up for years and years. I mean, for hours and hours and hours. You don't
years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was going to send it to you guys and be like, look at Megan Fox.
Why didn't you send it?
Well, because then you. I forgot.
I know you.
Do y'all, want, do y'all want him to send you stuff like that?
No.
I mean, I will.
I don't want him sending me stuff like that.
I know. That's why.
I mean, and it showed her backside, dude. Like, who's cheeky. Very cheeky shot. It was nice.
Papa. Who says backside?
I think that's what the article said.
It did.
Yeah. Let me see.
A cachet of backside pictures.
Can we do like a firewall or something? I know some companies do firewalls.
Can we shut him down from looking at like, anything with naked people on it?
Yeah. Megan Fox is breathtaking in a soaking wet see-through
something
dress.
How'd you find it so fast?
I just typed in Megan Fox see-through. Bookmarked.
Yeah,
Daddy can Google, but nothing else on the show he fact checks. He can.
I mean, it's great.
Doesn't want a firewall though, because this would like he'd lose half his content because this is like your show prep.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at this thing, Mike. Look, that's hot.
No one's denying. It doesn't matter.
Look at her. Oh, she is.
But you
so
can't keep
hot.
Going because if it keeps going and more naked and more naked, you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, man.
No. This is a news story. This is Cosmopolitan I'm on right now. So I mean, have you got a problem with Cosmopolitan?
As long as you can cite the source, I guess it's good to go.
Yeah.
Also, my comedically inspirational tour in Wichita, Kansas, coming up. Tampa, Vegas, Louisville. Would love to see you guys. Go to BobbyBones.com to come to the show.
Can All I right. read this one?
What's up?
Megan Fox is a jungle goddess in see-through shredded dress. Yeah. I mean, this is the one I was looking at.
That's that's news.
That is news. I mean, that is just...
What?
But why do you keep staring?
He's back at the picture.
What website's that?
This is page 6.
But you're not reading anything. You're just looking at a picture.
No, I read the headline.
All right, we're done. We'll see you guys.
Oh, she's up. Look at her. Ready?
No, I see it. I saw it all yesterday. Whoa,
breaking news. Okay. She's cheeky. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.